Welcome to Reality Student Ministries, and thanks for listening. We are all about learning how to live this life to the fullest, getting the most out of every day. For information on upcoming events, sermon series, and ways to connect, be sure to check us out online at reality.painesvilleag.com, as well as like our Facebook page at RSM. Now here's today's message.
Man, that video is awesome. I just love our youth group. You ever know that? I just love our youth group and what God's been doing here. And you know, here's the question to set up. We're starting a new series tonight called The Best Night of the Week. You know, the best night of the week. And so the question that we want to talk about is, okay, when we say, you know, have you ever heard somebody say to you, and maybe you've been the one to say that, but they go to a movie or they go do something like that, and they're like, dude, this is the most incredible thing ever. Oh my gosh, this is the best movie ever. Like maybe it was the Avengers or something like that, and they're like, dude, this is the best movie ever. Or maybe they went to a concert, and they're like, dude, that was the best concert ever. I don't know why all of a sudden they're all surfers. Dude, what's up? Right? But no. So, or maybe they say, man, getting a dog is the best thing ever. Getting a girlfriend or a boyfriend, that's the best thing ever. Right? And so sometimes people throw around this idea of it's the best thing ever. And so why do they do that? And I'll tell you why. It's because it impacted them in a real way. Right? And they experienced something that wasn't normal for them. They went away feeling like, wow, there's something about that. And something happened when I experienced that that wasn't like anything else. And so it met some level of thinking that when they went in, they had this level of thinking that was able to help them experience the best event or the best thing ever. Now, all of us have been to a movie and been like, dude, everyone said this was awesome, but it's not. Or, oh man, you know, everyone said that this concert was cool, but they sound better on CD. And so we've been there, and sometimes it's like, why do we have a different experience than somebody else, right? Sometimes we go away thinking, I feel like it was just a bunch of hype. I feel like it was just a bunch of hype that everyone was like, yo, rah, 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 but it really was just a bunch of hype, and the experience doesn't really live up to that hype that everyone else has been talking about. And so we find that why do some experiences be amazing, but people can go to the same experience and it not be amazing, it not be the best thing ever? And there's a couple key ingredients that I want to talk about tonight. There's a couple key ingredients in thinking through why we can experience the best night and say that Wednesday nights are the best night of the week. Because some of you guys, when I say that, I see you're like rolling your eyes like, oh my gosh, Wednesday nights are not the best night of the week. What are you talking about? Like, I have to come here. My parents forced me to come here. I have to play some weird game, sit through some loud worship, and listen to you speak and try to be funny, and you're really just dumb looking, Donnie. Well, this is not the best night of the week. And see, the reason you're not experiencing it like some other people are experiencing it is because you have different ingredients when you're coming in. You have a different view. And so if we want to experience something, we have to often change our view of ourselves, right? Not necessarily of ourselves, but we have to change the view of how we approach the event. And I say that like this. There's three key ingredients. And the first one is kind of, I start thinking about Dancing with the Stars. Any of you guys watch Dancing with the Stars, or maybe watch The Voice, or maybe watch American Idol, or, you know, any competition kind of thing? And you're watching it, and all of a sudden, you're thinking, like, instantly, you are no longer, like, yourself as a teenager, or Lauren and I watched Dancing with the Stars, and no longer are we the 20-somethings sitting on the couch. We are now the experts in the dance field. Now, Lauren and I know a little bit about dance. In high school and college, we used to dance, and not professionally and not in competitions, but we would go, and we did swing and salsa, merengue, and all that fun sort of stuff. And so we know a little bit about the steps. You know, our first date, actually, I taught Lauren how to do the box step in the ballroom dance kind of thing. And so it's one of those things that we know a little bit, but all of a sudden we sit on the couch and we're like, oh my goodness, her form, oh my gosh, did you see the way that he was holding his lines and his arms? Oh man. Or we're like disagree with the judges who have been doing this their entire lives, like been studying dance and professionals at it, and we're like, they don't know what they're talking about. Or maybe you guys watch like The Voice and they're like, oh my gosh, why would they pick him? His vocal range and his, you know, all this stuff. And it's like, who are we? That's not who we really are. But all of a sudden we go into this experience and we're like, oh my goodness, that's not right. Like, you ever go with somebody to a movie or something, and the whole time they're like just cross their arms and they're like, oh man, this is so stupid. Look at the graphics on that. That is so lame. It's like, there's no way you could create those graphics like they did. But all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, you're an expert on it. And so sometimes we're not really being true to ourselves, right? We're not really being ourselves, and that can skew our experience of the event. Or the next thing is, you ever have like these expectations going into an event, thinking this is going to be the most incredible event, and this is going to change everything, and sometimes it does, but sometimes it doesn't. Like, that was it for school dances, except for our school. I went to a Christian school that didn't believe in dancing. They believed that dancing led to babies. So we didn't do dances at our school. We had banquets. So we would get together, eat, and stare at each other and watch an illusionist or watch a comedian or something like that. And so it was one of those things that I always saw the TV shows and the movies, and it was like, oh my goodness, like, this is going to change my life forever. Like, I'm going to find the love of my life. I'm going to find my best friend ever or something like that. And all of a sudden, 4 hours later, it's like, that was it? That's all they got? It's like, kind of a big disappointment. It was like, okay, well, that's not really what I was expecting. And so sometimes we don't experience an event because we have some skewed expectations. And then kind of the third is have you ever been to something that normally other people would go with you to, but you went by yourself, and so you just went to something by yourself, and it's kind of awkward and weird? Like, I just went to the reason I wasn't here at Battle Royale last year was because I went to, or last week, was because I went to this conference down in Atlanta. Now, I was the only one that went, and so this conference, over 7,000 people are there, and a lot of times in the main sessions, they're like, hey, hug the person you came with, and you know, take a selfie, or hey, the person you came with, why don't you take a video, because a lot of the churches that went to this thing brought their teams and brought different people, and so they're all like getting together and doing that, and so the people on my left got together with their people, and on my right, and I just stood there. All by myself. And all of a sudden, like, it was super awkward and lonely. And sometimes we go to these events, and because we're by ourselves, it's like, this stinks, right? This isn't fun, right? And so all those things kind of put together are the ingredients of what make up the best experience that we can experience. When we have our friends and the right people with us, then all of a sudden that can create an experience unlike any other. And, you know, you've ever said that story to somebody of, you know, you say a joke and then they just stare at you and you're like, oh, you just had to be there. You just had to be there. And it's one of those ideas that we get that it's like, oh, you know, this would have been so much fun. You just had to be there to experience it. And so, you know, I could say that Wednesday nights are the best night of the week because I've experienced them that way. And those ingredients, those kind of three key ingredients that we'll talk about here tonight, have come together in my life on Wednesday nights for me. And God has rocked my world and showed up in some crazy awesome ways because of those events. And so I can say that, yeah, Wednesday nights are the best night of the week because of what I've experienced. Because I've come in week in and week out and seen God do some incredible things. And so it's all about those ingredients. It's all about the correct thinking that you have going into an event. And so the question becomes, how can you say when you walk away tonight that Wednesday night is the best night of the week? How can you say that? And there's, like I said, those three certain things that you need to do. And so the first thing, just like when you're watching Dancing with the Stars and you're judging it, sometimes we come here and we start judging what's going on. We start putting on a fake self. And so the first thing that we need to bring to the table, if we're going to experience the best night of the week, is to bring yourself. You got to bring yourself. You got to bring who you are. One, it's two parts. One, you really need to show up. You literally need to show up. Kind of like what I was saying. You just had to be there. Well, you literally need to be here if you're going to experience the best night of the week, right? If you're going to experience everything that we have, everything that God has for you, you got to show up because this is where it happens, right? And so that's one, is bring yourself. But the second part of that is bring really yourself, your true self, not the fake self, not the self that judges the people on The Voice and be like, oh, I could so do better than that, right? Not the people that watch Dancing with the Stars and be like, oh my gosh, I could so do better than that. But your true self, your baggage, your shortcomings, your failures, you know, your addictions, your selfish motives, your pride, your busyness, your stress, bringing that to the table. Bringing that and realizing that, hey, this is just really who I am. Because when you're vulnerable, that's when God can really rock your world. But if you put up all these barriers and these walls and these things that try to keep you away from what God is doing in your life, then all of a sudden you're not going to experience it. It's going to be more of a frustration for you. So you got to be willing to show up and say, hey, this is all of me. This is just who I am. Because here at Reality Student Ministries, this is a place where it's okay not to be okay. It's okay not to be okay. You know, there's no perfect people here. There's no perfect people allowed. So if you're perfect, you can leave. Sit down. Some of you guys are thinking you can leave now. You're not perfect. Nice try. But this is the thing, is this room is full of stuff, full of people that are going through stuff. Issues with family, abuse, self-harm, pornography, depression, rebellion, anger, talking back to your parents, being mean to your siblings, doubts with God and themselves. And here's the thing, at some point within the next few weeks, in the next few months, you're going to be challenged not to bring yourself. You're going to be like, no, I can't go to church that way. You know, that's not what church people do. Church people aren't like that. People that show up to student ministry, they're not like that. They aren't going to get me. I can't do that. I got to hide myself. I got to hide who I really am. And I can't bring myself. And so you might have screwed up and you might not want people to find out what you've done, because you don't think that sort of baggage belongs in church. But I want you to know this. Hear this. You can come every Wednesday night, no matter what you've done, days before, hours before. Because I want you to know this. You are welcome here. You're welcome here. No matter what your background is, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what sin is eating you up, no matter what kind of pride you got going on, no matter what kind of issues you might think you have that nobody else is going through. I can't tell you the amount of people that I've talked to that are struggling with depression, struggling with some pride, struggling with stress, struggling with doubts of who God is and who he's called them to be, struggling with even suicidal thoughts, struggling with all these things. I can't tell you the amount of people, because a ton of students deal with that. So you're not alone. You're not alone, and you're welcome here, right? So that first thing, bring yourself, bring your true self, not your fake self, right? Not the fake self that thinks it has it all together, because truth be told, none of us do. None of us have it all together. Second thing we need to bring is this. We need to bring your expectations. Bring your expectations, right? Bring in what you're expecting God to do tonight. Because here's the thing. We see all through Scripture, all through God's Word, that God does some incredible things. And sometimes we start to show up, and guess what? God does some incredible things in the lives of the people around you. They start dating differently. They start talking to their parents differently. They start doing homework differently. They start talking to their friends differently. And all of a sudden, God really does do something in the lives of the students around us. And so, you know, even I love the fact that Amy even was talking about how much money, over $70, that she has been saving up so she can give to Speed the Light. And it's one of those things that if she can do it, so can you. Because God's put a burden on her heart to say, hey, let's do this thing for Speed the Light. Let's give money so that missionaries will be supported and be able to go do what God's called them to do. Because she understands that. And she caught it. Because all around us, people are catching it and doing things differently. It's not normal for a teenager to be saving money like that, to give away, to Speed the Light, to something that she won't get any benefit from. That's not normal. But when we start to work with God, we realize that we serve a God that's not normal. We serve a God of the impossible. And that's our theme this year, is 2015, serving the God of the impossible. And so we're excited about what God's going to do. You see all through Scripture that people kept following Jesus with this one thought in mind. They kept showing up where Jesus was. Why? Because they kept thinking this thought: I wonder what he is going to do next. I wonder what he's going to do next. And so our cry, as the leadership here, is our cry is this, that when you hit the pavement in the parking lot, when you pull in, whether your mom drops you off, you come in on the church van, or you drive yourself, when you hit the pavement, as you open that door to come into church, we hope and we pray that you would start having a stirring in your heart, saying, I wonder what God's going to do tonight. I wonder what he's going to do tonight. And man, we hope that that's something that stirs up in you. Say, man, I wonder what God's going to do tonight, knowing that he is going to do some incredible things, right? And you just get excited about it. Because here's the thing. When you come full of expectations, it's a game changer for the way that you see Wednesday nights. When you come full saying, God, I know you're going to show up. I can't wait to see what you're going to do tonight. That sort of expectation changes the game in how we do Wednesday nights. Some of you have heard, you know, Jesus, when you made that decision, that was the best decision you'll ever make. And that's true. But often we say that, and then we kind of just keep going, and then life throws some curveballs at us. And, you know, we say, well, wait a second. I thought when I accepted Christ that everything was going to be roses, but my parents are still getting a divorce. I'm still struggling with these addictions or these thoughts, and I'm in and out of different rehabs, or all my friends have left me. I'm still doing this, yada, yada, yada. I thought that was the best decision I'll ever make. Here's the thing. A lot of us, when we make the decision to follow Christ, we're following after hype, thinking, oh, it's going to be the best, but we don't have the right ingredients in the mix. And so we're chasing after hype, and when the hype doesn't match up, all of a sudden we kind of turn away thinking this didn't do anything. But guess what? Following Jesus is not about hype. It's about hope. It's about the hope that through the struggles and through the temptations and through the failures, that Jesus loves us and he has a plan for our lives, and that he has eternity waiting for us. And that's what it's about, to live in hope and live in that fullness of joy, that God has created us for something unique. That's what it's about. It's about hope. It's not about the hype. It's not about the hype. Because even in the Bible, it says, in this world, you will have trouble. But take heart. Take hope. Because I have overcome this world. That's Jesus saying it. Now, the Bible has a word for expectations. They call expectations faith. Faith. In Hebrews 11, verse 1, it says this: faith is the confidence of things hoped for. And it's the assurance, another word for confidence, of what we do not see. See, The Bible talks about placing our faith, our expectation in Jesus. Because when we place our faith in Jesus, we have the hope of eternal life, no matter what life throws at us. And Romans 8:32 says that God not only gave us Jesus, but he gave us all good things. So we can have the hope that God, you have our best interest at heart. Which means that whatever you came here with, remember, you're supposed to bring yourself. So whatever you came here with, the addictions, the bustedness, the insecurities, if we bring our expectations, we will collide with Jesus and see all that he's done for us. So here's the formula, I guess you could say. I know it's a math formula. But when we add our faith, my faith, plus God's faithfulness, that equals anything can happen. When we add our faith to God's faithfulness, when we say, I'm expecting God to do something incredible because I know that he can do it, and we see all that God's been doing in the world around us, and that he's been opening so many different doors for so many different people, we believe that all of a sudden, if God can do it for them, he can do it for me. If God can give them boldness, he can do that for me, and I'm going to walk and anything can happen. Anything can happen. My school can get radically changed. My teachers can get radically changed. My soccer team can get radically changed. My baseball team can get radically changed for Jesus, for God. So because we serve the God of the impossible, we believe that anything can happen. And so the third thing, first thing was bring yourself, bring your expectations. That was the second. And the third thing is this, bring your friends. You know, we strive to make this a place that you can be proud to bring your friends. We don't want you to be ashamed of bringing your friends. And so if that's not the case for you, then talk to us, because we don't want you to be ashamed of bringing your friends here. We don't want you to be like, oh, please don't come to Wednesday night. It's super awkward. Right? No. We want to make this a place where you can feel like, hey, this is my home. This is where I belong, because it's the best night of the week. And so some of you say, well, I got some friends that aren't necessarily all firing all cylinders. They're not really living for God. They're kind of jacked up. They kind of cuss a lot, or they kind of do some stuff that they shouldn't be doing on the weekends, or they're just really mean, or I don't know if I should bring them. No. Here's the kind of friends that you need to bring. Friends that think they're way too good, think they're perfect. Friends that are busted up. In terms of just have a hard family life, friends that are broken, maybe they've gone through a bad breakup with a girlfriend or a boyfriend, friends that are off the deep end in terms of addicted to different medications or drugs or alcohol, friends that are suffering with depression or suicide, friends that talk back to authority and are rebellious, friends that are jacked up and broken. Bring sinful friends. Bring the sinful people. No, they're not really church people. They don't really belong in the church. Here, I want you to catch this. The only prerequisite that Jesus requires to be able to love and to be able to save is sinners. They have to be a sinner. That's the only prerequisite. They don't have to have their life put together in order for Jesus to save them. They don't have to have all the right things and do all the right things and wear all the right clothes for people for Jesus to save those people. They just have to be a sinner. And guess what? We're all that. We all have had issues. We've all had junk that we're going through. And that's why Jesus loves us, and that's why Jesus saves us. And so we need to realize that, man, it doesn't matter what background. We need to chase after them with the boldness that Jesus did. We need to go after them. Because I want you to catch this. I've said it before and I'll say it again. We are not a ministry for students. We are a ministry with students. That means that that's making the assumption that you, as the student, are actually doing ministry. Because we want to come alongside you and do ministry with you and say, hey, how can we reach your schools? How can we reach your neighborhood? How can we reach your family? How can we love on you and equip you to love on others as Christ has loved on us? We want you, and we want your friends. Why? Because God wants you, and God wants your friends. Here's the whole reason that we do this. We're going to sum it up right here. And we're going to break into huddles tonight. But the whole reason we do this is right here. It's found in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. And it's this. God made him, talking about Jesus, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him, Jesus, we may be made the righteousness of God. So bring those sinners, bring the people that are jacked up, bring the people that Jesus misses the most. Why? Because when they encounter Jesus, they'll be made new in the righteousness of God. We believe that Wednesday nights is the best night of the week because we believe that true transformation can happen here. And I know I'm preaching to the choir here with some of you guys. But you guys have grown up in church. You've done all the right things. It's time that you get motivated to start doing what the Great Commission says. Go out and make disciples. Go out and bring people to encounter Christ. His disciples would go out and they would bring people back to encounter Jesus. This is a place on Wednesday nights where people can encounter Christ. So bring yourself, be true to yourself, be vulnerable, be the person with the issues that says, hey, could you pray for me? Because here, this is where accountability happens. Bring your expectations. When you come in on Wednesday night, I want you to say, God, what are you going to do tonight? I can't wait to see what God is going to do tonight. And then thirdly is bring your friends. Bring the people that need to come to Jesus. Bring the people that Jesus misses the most, the people that are out there on the edges and they're just trying to do everything they can to find happiness. But really, they're missing it. They're chasing after hype. Now remember, it's not about hype. It's about hope. Some people don't even realize that yet. But it's not about hype. It's about hope. So let's pray.
Thanks again for listening to this message from Reality Student Ministries. Our hope is that you've learned a little bit more of who God is and who He has called you to be. For information on how you can get connected to our student ministry, be sure to check us out online at reality.painesvilleag.com or like our Facebook page at RSM. Now get out there and have an incredible day.